Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Oh my goodness, did you see Koofy last night in D.C.?
No, I didn't. Talk to us.
Oh my goodness.
Now, Koofy, you're talking about Christians?
Christians United for Israel, John Hagee's organization that he started and stood up. I'm telling you, to be a man of not so tall stature, he's a tall man before the eyes of God. You know what I'm saying? Can you, you know?
Oh, I can relate. I can relate.
I'm telling you. It's amazing what his faithfulness, you know. I just only hope that, you know, in our generations that we can take such a stand, you know, for the things of God, and especially Israel. You know, we do partner with Koofy. We are, you know, reaching out to Avi Mizrahi and Tel Aviv and Dugid and all the things that are there. And there's so much more that can be done. I encourage you to begin to pray for Israel, pray for the peace and protection of Israel. But the Koofy, Christians United for Israel, is an American-based ministry that keeps America's leaders' feet to the fire in regards to how they respond to Israel. And Egypt. And it's amazing, you know, how successful that was. Senator Ted Cruz spoke, and I was just so refreshing to hear a senator or a leader from Washington, D.C., and of course he's from Texas, that to openly say what God says about Israel and openly say that, you know, hey, there are a democracy like us.
Wow.
But this young lady who is a Koofy on college campuses, Christians United for Israel on college campuses in Arkansas, and her name is Akaya Lee. It's A-K-A-Y-A Lee. And oh my goodness.
Really? That good?
You know, because you have the regular speakers that come up, very important what they're saying. Their evidentiary statements and things that are happening. But you have this young, present generation young lady, I believe from the colleges there in Agape College. And she's the coordinator for student affairs, actually. And her studies in biblical studies there. In Little Rock, Arkansas. With that, she got up. You know, you're thinking, well, here comes the college student. She's going to talk. And have you been on college campuses lately? Or seen them on the news? Like, are you protesting air? You're breathing it right now.
Exactly.
Anyway, but then she got up to speak. And she kind of did her intro bit about, you know, they want me to share a couple of things or whatever. But the best thing to do is to share my heart or something like that. And man, she let it rip.
Oh my goodness.
She said that she's saying people are coming up to me at the college campus and they're saying ABC, you know, something like whatever. And she goes, are you serious? It's the only other democracy in the Middle East that doesn't treat women like me, like not trash, but like oppressed women.
Oh,
why would
goodness.
You want to support them? And she would all these different things. And it's just all the way down to the salvation of Israel. Well, how are they going to know about the goodness of God if the church doesn't rise up and love Israel like God's commanded us to do?
Oh my God.
And we can't do this alone. This is called us. Like, I want to go to your class.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if you're going to start a business, but I want to work at it. Yeah, I want to come sit in your, where you're at? What's your church at in Arkansas? Little Rock. I'm thinking like, oh my goodness. Akaya, you were just beautiful. So of course I went and found her on her Facebook. Like, yeah, oh my goodness. Giving her a shout out. You ought to give her a shout. You got to hear it
awesome.
First. I think you can go to getv.org or you can go to Koofy, C-U-F-I.org. And they probably have it or will have a recording of it. You know, everything's great. Listen to the whole thing. But you want to focus on her speech. But then they had a speaker named Glenn Beck. That's right, Glenn Beck. Isn't he like a local television?
Yeah, some guy.
You know, personality or something. Anyway, he got up and he started speaking about, and it was amazing how he was speaking more biblical than, you know, in regards to the reality. And he apologized to all the ministers and the rabbis and all the guys that were there that was, you know, delivering the work. He says, yeah, I'll just tell you what was revealed to me by the Lord. And he said, Ezekiel 12, I believe.
Oh, my.
Easy 12.
Oh, my God.
And that
I don't know.
And Watchmen of the Wall, I think it was Ezekiel 33, too, that I for so long, and this is so important, this is like, whew, because I can relate to what it was talking about here. Mm-hmm. You know, he was just driven by to let as many people know as he could what God had revealed. He perceived what God has revealed to him. And pretty accurate. Mm. Because what Ezekiel 33 says, if you know as a watchman on the wall and you don't tell anyone, then their blood is on your hands if something happens to them. But if you tell them and they don't do anything, it's totally up to them what they do with it. Mm. But then, you know, it was taken to the next level for him was, but now you hold the Ezekiel 33 mandate. Now, it wasn't just about me. Now you got to go tell somebody because their blood's on your hand. Mm. So now you know. Their blood's on your hand. Mm. And I think that's just so true, you know, and that's why we're talking to you. If you have not yet went to ez12.org, you know, we are assigned to you. Mm. That CUFI meeting in Washington, D.C. was assigned to us. And it's just beautiful to watch, you know, Americans stand up. And I didn't see the whole, I just saw her. I saw her speech. I saw Glenn's speech. I saw Hagee's speech, and it was good. You know, Hagee's obviously, good. Yeah, always good. And Glenn gave $100,000. He said he gave $10,000 last time he was invited. And so he said he came up with his wife. I don't know his wife's name or anything, but they talked on the way and said, we're going to give $50,000 this year. Mm-hmm. And as he was, I guess, going through the process there, he comes out and he says, I've been challenged by God.
Wow.
To give 10 times. 10 times, and he challenged everybody to give 10 times because money needs to go to CUFI College Campus Ministries because it's that generation that's going to have, let me tell you something.
If it's producing like Akaya Lee.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, come on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That you need to be challenged to give 10 times as much. And so they gave $100,000.
Wow.
What they did last time. And listen, don't even consider giving to CUFI College Campuses to go hear her. Mm. Then try to sleep at night if you don't.
Wow.
Because, you know, people just want to connect to those that are connecting to God and doing what God wants. And we thank God for those who are connecting with us as we connect to the world and what we're doing. But I can tell you that CUFI, Christians United for Israel, College Campus Ministries, and that's where the heart's going to be changed in America, is listen to KLE. Listen to her, and you're going to be so encouraged when she rebukes even members of CUFI.
Wow.
And she's like, we can't do this alone. We can't do this alone. We need you to give. It's like, wow. Woo, you go, girl. I mean, oh, my goodness.
Well, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take that passion for God and passion for Israel.
Yeah. Yeah.
To see, you know, great things happen in Israel. And the church needs to be stirred up.
From this, that generation, it's going to, because the college campuses is where our leader came from. Mm. And that's where a lot of this stuff has come from. And, you know, the ones that blew up things in the 60s
it's
are now running things.
Good or bad.
And they were teaching in our college campuses after they blew up government buildings. Mm. I'm like, what meanest thou this?
Hello.
And we can't even find out what happened in Benghazi. I mean, what is happening? And it's like, we're being turned over. If we don't wake up, there's two things we have to wake up to. One is wake up to the reality that we need a Savior and we better find him fast.
Quickly.
But knowing he's full of mercy, grace, and forgiveness, and he will restore us. He will forgive us. He'll cleanse us from all the miry dirt that the darkness and compromise and all that's happened. The second thing is we better get it right for Israel because this is what they proved. That's what we talked about last night in CUFI was George Washington, one of George Washington's writings, I believe, and you can verify this at CUFI.org, verified that the sole reason for America was to be able to stand with Israel.
Really?
And then he talked about the dollar. I don't know if you got the dollar on you. Let me get the dollar. Most people don't. All they have. Remind me to talk about the Bitcoin when we...
Oh, yes. I will not let you forget about the Bitcoin.
Yeah. But anyway... So I'm looking at the dollar right here. I'm looking right, see, right above the eagle there?
Mm-hmm.
That is the Star of David.
Mm-hmm.
You know about this?
Yes, we actually shared it on VFN Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Pretty good program. You got to listen to it.
Yeah. I listened to it. Did you talk about the cloud by day and the fire by night?
No.
Oh, I thought you just knew a little bit of something. Because originally they wanted, you know, Moses parting the Red Sea on here. That's what they wanted originally. Do you know about that?
Oh, really? Wow. No.
You got to listen to me.
Oh, okay.
Well, the star of David, but inside the star of David has 13 stars, which represents
13, 12.
It's pretty small. It's the 12 colonies.
13 colonies?
13 colonies. What's 12?
12 tribes of Israel.
12 tribes.
Oh. Yeah, you need to listen to VFN Radio. It's 13. Remember the New England?
13 colonies.
Yeah. 13 original. Colonies. But then you have the Star of David. Then around that, you have the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And then around that, you have the fire. A cloud by day, fire by night, and it's surrounding the 13 colonies.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
The Star of David.
Wow.
How about that?
Isn't that amazing? That but they were willing, cool. They wanted to have Moses. They totally could see how God's hand was in delivering this country.
Wow.
Our founding fathers did, and they're trying to bring in God we trust. It wasn't just there was a reason why. I mean, that was the whole thing.
Wasn't it Benjamin Franklin Franklin that started that?
Yeah.
Proposed it, I think, at first.
Yeah, Moses?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you look at you look at all the art, the messianic, the Judeo-Christian laws, and they come from everything comes from, lawyers used to have the Bible memorized where they could be lawyers in America. And now they're actually trying to do it without, and it's hard to spell a word without the alphabet, and you see what's going on. I mean, we're moving outside of that. But this is some of the things that was revealed about how purposeful our existence is. I mean, we become irrelevant if we don't stand with Israel. I mean, look how many irrelevant nations there are.
Yeah. In fact, we did a segment on VFN Radio called Judeo-Christian Values and How They Forge a Bond Between Israel and America. And you really want to listen to it because it's exactly what we're talking about here today, but it goes into more detail, exactly what you're saying, the laws.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, way from Moses. I mean, just
right.
So many ties.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this off the VFN Torch, just look under related articles, and you'll probably see there it as well. But just think about that. I mean, this is this is a good struggle for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't tell you how the struggle is going to end up, but this is a good struggle for us because it's helping us really find out our values. To really discover our foundations and to check ourselves to see if we're in the faith and you know, why are we doing what we're doing? And I was listening to this one particular man from yesterday on the news from Italy.
Mm.
And I'm like, if my hands could reach all the way over the seas right now, I'd give you the biggest hug.
Oh, okay.
He knew more about our country and more than a lot of the founding fathers. And he said they understood freedom and they understood what you would fight for and the one interviewing him says, you know, it's really strange that you would even think about small government because being from, you know, Italy, I mean, it's all about big government. It's always been about big government. And he's talking about, well, we aspire to have the same freedom that the founding father, he realized the founding father says, but this is how it is. He says a father will fight for freedom and then his son will fight with him because the father will explain it to him. But the grandson, the grandson will have real difficulty in relating to how it all happened. So freedom is something that always has to be fought for.
Isn't that what our president Ronald Reagan said?
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. But in the context of that is, well, so we're actually building our strength and our knowledge base up to say, you know, what does it mean to be an American? What does it mean to stand up for God and country?
Mm-hmm.
And why is saying I'm for God and country turned out to be a negative thing? Mm. And it isn't.
And that's wild alone.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business, or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.